sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time. We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock. Many thousands of years ago, when man was still sporting a bearskin coat, a matted beard, and a taste for raw meat, he discovered fire. He used this remarkable new invention to warm himself, to protect his people from their natural enemies, and to worship. A little later, he found out that his meat was tastier when cooked, and fire became an even greater boon. Still later, fire was used to propel a boat or run an engine, and in the course of time, it became a necessity of life. But although fire had been harnessed, it was never subdued. Civilization must always be on its guard against it. For all it needs is a guiding hand and a demented mind to run completely wild.
What time is it, Matt?
Nearly 7.
He'll be here in a minute now.
Who?
Maynard.
Steve Maynard.
Oh, Ralph. Because you never listen when I talk to you. You know we've been without a cook and housemaid for over a week now, don't you?
I haven't complained, have I?
Not you haven't. I'm the one who's had to do the cooking. Well, I've had good luck. I put my meat papers yesterday and this woman called up. She's coming here for an interview tonight.
Oh, good. Where'd you put my paper?
It's right there in front of your nose, darling.
Oh, yes.
Well, I hope she doesn't disappoint you.
Who?
Maynard.
Who's Maynard, dear?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I think I haven't caught her yet.
What?
Well, this pyromaniac is on the loose. They've nicknamed her Flaming Francis. She started 4 fires in the past 2 months.
Where, what?
Yes, throughout the city. The last one was on Sanders Street.
But that's not far away from here.
No. She started a fire in the basement, and 3 people were burned to death.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, well, they'll get it sooner or later. They put special police on the case.
Why do people do things like that, Ralph?
Oh, well, I don't know. Something wrong upstairs, I guess. They're sick as well as criminal.
Oh, yes. When Mamie gets here, let me do the interview. I don't want you to scare her away.
Scare her away? What do I look like, a zombie?
You're liable to say something tactless, darling.
Mm.
You feel much more at home when a woman of the house is most of the talking.
Mm. All right.
I've just got to hire this girl, Ralph. I'm just not going to be a judge around here any longer.
Oh, honey, you know you're not.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, darling.
Oh, would you like me to wear my dinner jacket?
Good evening. Are you ready? Yes, ma'am. Name is Fern. Well, I'm the Cartwright. Oh, please come in. Mamie, this is Mr. Cartwright.
Hiya, Mamie.
Nice to meet you, sir. Well, sit down, Mamie.
Thank you.
You can cook, of course.
Yes, but only plain cooking.
Oh, that's just what we want. We don't go into fancy dishes here. Isn't that so, Ralph?
Hmm? Oh, sure.
Well, now, this apartment has 4 rooms, and your room's in there, next to the kitchen. There's a small radio on the table for your own use. I think you'll be very comfortable.
Any washing, Mrs. Cartwright?
Oh, no. We think I can write.
Oh.
The story, of course, was mixed in the air.
The story's all right.
Oh, well, that's fine. Then, I suppose you move in tomorrow morning.
Dinner?
Yes, sir?
A reference,
isn't it? Yes. I imagine you have some, maybe.
You didn't say anything about references in the air.
I know, but, not that I want to be silly to you.
You just tell us who you worked for last.
I worked for a woman last in another space. I'll write you a reference if you want.
How long did you work there?
2 years. I came here last month. I haven't been doing much since then. I thought I'd take a little rest. But now I want to go back to work again.
And mainly, what's this woman's name?
Kent.
And her address?
Now look, Mr. Cartwright, if you think I'm lying...
Oh, no, Mamie, please don't feel that way. You are Mrs. Kent. And so is the reference when you receive it.
That's all. I'll do it tomorrow.
Well, now, that's just about all. Can we expect you at 8 in the morning?
I'll be here.
Well, if you'll see, you can keep it with you. You get Sundays off and,
what is it, then?
I was just wondering about the kitchen.
Oh, you'll find it a very nice place to work in.
There's good reason to stay with both them and you.
What kind of a stove have you got?
What kind?
Electrical flame.
Electric.
Oh, too bad.
An electric stove is just as easy to put on as a gas stove.
I know a lot of people think so, but I don't. I always like the kind that had the flame.
Yeah, just the office an hour sooner.
Well, dinner
ready? I'm starved.
Well, Mamie's got it all messed up. I have to send her out for some tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, did you find out any more about her?
No, Ralph. The woman is sending for references. That ought to be enough, right?
Yes, I
think so. But you tell me a little about herself. She's 39, and the people were farmers. She originally comes from the country somewhere. God, that's a poor too far.
Yeah. Oh, say, I better wrap those matches.
What matches?
Oh, those special giant barbecue matches I bought for Larry Wilson. It's a birthday Friday, and I want to send them out.
Well, what did you do with the box?
Right here.
Darling, I didn't do any matches.
Oh, that couldn't have got lost. The box was over a foot high.
Well, Mamie cleaned the house today. Maybe she put them somewhere else.
Well, I'll go and have a look for them. If I don't get that package out in the morning, I'll forget about it. Hey.
Did you find it?
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, you did find him.
Yeah. Did I where?
Yeah.
In Mamie's room. Yeah, he was pretty good, Virginia.
Well, Mamie's a much better cook than she pretends to be.
Well, she still has to pass the acid test when she cooks me a first-class roast.
You want to talk to Mailman?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Mamie?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind passing me that box of cigars? They're on the table.
Yes, sir.
Oh, say, I got a break today, Virginia. Charlie Bolton came in with an order for 200.
There you are, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Let me light it for you, Mr. Cartwright.
Oh, nice of you, sir. Well, as I was saying, Virginia, Charlie Bolton came in.
Really? You didn't put that much down before you blew yourself.
I won't burn myself, ma'am.
Is there anything else you want back now?
No, thank you, ma'am. You can clear the dishes and have the evening off. I've got a cab meeting tonight, and Mr. Cutler's going to a political meeting.
Yes, ma'am. You might take in a movie around the corner.
Oh, I don't think so. I can find things to do that I enjoy. Thanks for the evening, ma'am.
Oh, that was odd.
What was?
Well, waking up that match, she was almost burned her finger.
That reminded us, though.
If she hadn't forgotten about it, she's looking at it all the time.
Well, let's not talk about it while she's in front of work, Mr. Ice.
Oh, all right. But I still think it was odd. Good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Oh, where's Mamie?
That's what I'd like to know. Didn't come back last night,
huh?
I'm making all the cooks so he won't be late for work.
Oh, you don't need to be left, do you?
I hope not. The things are still in the room. Oh, Ralph, I wish you wouldn't talk about your dinner so much. You might be able to hear
me. Don't blame this on me, Virginia. I never said anything
to you. It's annoying, that's all. I saw someone I like, and she works one day, and then she disappears. It's enough to drive a woman to distraction.
Maybe she went out on a bender.
What?
Well, who knows? She might be one of those lost weekends. We may be better off getting rid of her after all.
Ralph, how can you say that?
All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay out of your way. You're not in a very good mood today, dear. Here's my morning paper.
Well, it always is at this time. Outside the door.
Okay. Hey, Virginia, look at this.
What is it?
The headline here. Flaming Francis strikes again.
What?
The pyromaniac nicknamed Flaming Francis by the police set fire to another building last night on Harrow Street.
Oh, it's just around the corner.
Fortunately, the building had been condemned and was just about to be razed. No one was injured, although a fireman was overcome by smoke.
But it's right here in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's Mamie.
Mamie, all right.
Mamie.
Good morning, Mamie.
I'm sorry I didn't get back last night, but I didn't think you'd leave me until this morning anyway.
Well, that's all right. You see, I went to visit a sick friend. She had no one to take care of her.
What's happened to your left hand, Mamie?
Yes?
Why is it bandaged?
Oh, it's nothing. I'll get my uniform on and start my work.
All right, Mamie.
Oh, well, thank goodness you did.
Well, all right,
Virginia. Yes.
When?
That bandaged hand of hers.
Oh?
The bandage was padded, and part of it seemed to be stained with some kind of lotion.
Well, what about it?
Well, it's the kind of bandage I've seen sometimes on a very bad day.
Once gone, like smoke from a burning ember, can never be reclaimed. But the ember can perpetuate itself. Given fuel enough, it can ignite and spread. And there are those who receive a strange exhilaration as they watch the flames march on, leaving death and desolation in their wake.
We've got to get rid of her, Virginia.
Please, Bob, let's not be hurt.
I've got half a mind to call the police.
And what will you say to them? Please, you've got to keep the woman there after.
I admit it's all circumstantial, but I'm not taking any chances.
But, Bob, if you call the police and she's innocent, as I'm sure she is, then leave it.
What you don't seem to realize, Virginia, is that we may have a dangerous maniac in the house. We've simply got to protect ourselves whether we lose her or not.
Oh, so you're right.
Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call the police right now while she's out, and I'll have one of their men come over tonight.
Oh, can't it wait until tomorrow?
Listen, I couldn't do any work at the office today because I was worrying so much. I saw her burning the whole block of flats down with you in it.
Oh, Bob, you've just got a big imagination.
Well, that's how I feel about it. And I'm calling the authorities. When did Mamie say she'd return?
She's got about 10:30. She's going to the pictures.
Well, for all we know, she may be trying to burn down a couple of hospitals just to keep herself in trim. No, I'm definitely going to get the police. And as you said, you hired this girl two nights ago.
Yes, Sergeant. She answered an ad in the paper.
Did she give any references, Mrs. Cartwright?
We asked her for them, and she said she'd write to the last place she worked at, in another state.
Well, it would take at least a week to get a reply, if her story was true.
And we can check on it later.
Sergeant, don't you think it may have been a coincidence? The burn on her hand, I mean.
Very easily. Frankly, I wasn't even sure it was a burn, but under the circumstances...
You did the right thing, Mr. Cartwright. I wasn't taking any chances. If she's innocent, she can prove it soon enough. Now, let's have a look at her room.
Yes, all right. Come with me.
Maybe she's in here.
Is that her suitcase?
Yes.
Can I have a look at it?
Have you any other clues?
No, not yet. This is the first break you've had. Well, there doesn't seem to be anything here.
What are you doing with my suitcase?
Oh, Mamie.
We didn't think you'd be back so soon, Mamie.
Well, the sergeant was snowed into my thing.
Now, just a minute.
Mamie, this is...
Sergeant Kane.
A policeman.
Yes. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I haven't done anything. I'm not a thief.
We're not looking for a thief, Mimi. What happened to your hand?
I heard it.
How?
I burned it.
Where?
On a stove?
Yes?
In my friend's house. She told me she was going to visit her friend on the night of the last time.
Stop fire.
Mimi, I'm afraid I'll have to take you down to headquarters.
You're arresting me?
No, we just want to question you. If you answer that question the right way, we'll let you go inside an hour. All right, Mamie, come along quiet.
What's that for? I knew I should never take him his rotten job.
Come on, Mamie.
I'll cut the hands off me. I can walk by myself.
Well, what's that?
I guess he's lucky for goodness.
She was guilty. I could see it in her eyes. She was scared to death when she saw that detective. Let me have her. Sergeant Kane?
Mamie got away, Mr. Cartwright. I thought I'd call you and put you on the alert.
Was she the one you were after?
Looks that way, now that she's made a break. I've got 20 men scouring the city for her. Keep an eye on your face, too.
So, if she shows up here, I'll turn her in immediately.
I hope I didn't scare your wife.
I'll take care of her.
As soon as we nab her, I'll let you know. You'll make Mr. Cartwright feel easier.
Thank you.
I advise you to take routine precautions. Remember, she's a dangerous woman.
Yes, I'll keep my eyes open. Thanks for calling, Sergeant.
Good night.
Good night.
Love, I'm scared.
Now, Virginia, there's no need to be scared. There's nothing to be frightened about.
But I am. She's liable to come back and set fire to the apartment.
She's not at all likely to come back.
I won't stay here until she's caught well.
Now, look, Virginia.
I just couldn't sleep all night. Oh, darling, let's go to a hotel.
A hotel? Oh, now, that's silly. Besides... Well, someone ought to be here in case she returns.
She's perfectly all right. I can handle her.
And Ralph, would you really mind if I stayed overnight somewhere else?
Somewhere else? Well, do it.
I could go to your sister's place. You remember, she left the key when she went away on holidays.
It's after 11. You know, I don't like you to go across town at this hour alone.
Well, I'll take your card in front of the door.
I suppose that'll be all right. And call me when you get there.
All right, darling, I will. Oh, dear, please be careful.
Don't worry, darling, I will. And that if I shut my eyes for the rest of the night.
Mankind took many centuries to make a fire a good servant. But it takes only a few minutes for the good servant to turn into a destructive monster. Let's follow the fortunes of Flaming Francis.
This is Papa.
Mate,
don't make a sound. I had enough in my bag, and I know how to use it.
What do you want?
You thought you were pretty clever, didn't you, calling the police? Well, I'm clever. I had a feeling you'd leave your house tonight when you found out I'd got away, and I've been waiting for you. Lady, you're being very foolish, aren't you? Tell me what I am. Well, you people are alike. You pay out money and you think I'm a slave.
But what are you talking about?
You think you can buy the world, don't you? You think having money is everything when it isn't.
All right, it isn't. Now, if you'll just let me
know, Mrs. Cartwright, you're not getting a chance to call the police and tell them the storm.
But I won't say
anything coming with me. I want to prove something to you.
What do you mean, prove?
That money isn't everything. I'm going to show you a bigger threat.
Only, what do you mean?
You'll find out. Come with me. It isn't very fast. Well, Miss Alley, where are you taking me?
She's walking, Mrs. Cartwright. We're going into the cellar.
On your step. Open this door.
It's so dark in here.
You know what this building is?
Yeah.
It's a warehouse. You know what they store here? That's Texas. Where's my light on myself? Show you something. Look at the signs on those walls. No smoking. Do not last night.
See the flames come up as bright as a sun.
And I'll leave you here to enjoy it to the finish.
Don't be a fool, Manny. I wouldn't see you.
Not much you wouldn't.
You don't know anything about me, do you? But you're going to learn a little something right now. Manny, that's one of those newspapers in that rubbish bin.
Where is Tracy?
What a fine firebug you turned out to be. How do you expect to set this building ablaze with one match?
What do you know about it?
I'll tell you what I know. I know that you have nothing to do with the Sanders Street fire. And the Harris Street fire is another job that doesn't matter to you.
How do you know?
Because I started them both. And I didn't do it with a match either.
That on the level?
Yes. I'll tell you something else that I didn't know about. Have a match. See? What did I do? Did I take
it? Yeah.
Fuck you, Pat. I made them myself. All I have to do is to slide up against that wall. And it will burn through everything.
That's crazy.
You've got to know something about chemistry to make these.
You mean, do you use those things to start the fire?
Of course. You have got something in common, haven't you? You both love to see the flames as they lick their way from tree to tree. You both love to smell the smoke as it curls up in the sky. Oh, it's wonderful. You want to watch the things in the car.
Mrs. Cartwright, what about your husband? Does he know anything about this?
Yes. Don't ask a fool. You'd never understand. Okay, you do, I know you do.
Yeah. Right.
You know what it's like to hear the crackle of a burning fire. And when the sparks fly, here, you'll take this foot. Look, you throw one on this side, and I'll throw mine over there. There's paper there. And you'll go outside and watch for me. Well, what? I will laugh together. Come, follow me.
Don't struggle, Mrs. Cartwright, or you might get hurt. This is your last fire, my girl. Come on.
Just tell me one thing,
Charlie.
Why,
Mamie?
It's fire.
This woman's taking on the fort.
Is it possible?
We had an idea you were behind those fires. You were seen in the neighborhood of two of them. We needed a little more proof.
It's going to happen.
I'll tell you we have. All right, flaming Francis. Let's get started.
Oh, it's a pretty fire, isn't it? Oh, it's so clean. So clean and bright. I just wanted to get one last look. It's all the people.
They say that even the earth was a smoldering crust before the coming of man. And there is a time-worn axiom that Flaming Francis might have found appropriate. Fire can only be fought in turn with fire.
The Clock will be heard next week, same time, same station. Written by Lawrence Tee and narrated by Hart McGuire, you heard as Virginia, Margot Lee. As Mamie, Margaret Christensen. As Ralph, John Bushell. And as the sergeant, Max Osterson. The Clock, directed by John Saul, is a Grace Gibson radio production.